Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joy. I just placed an order online, and I need to cancel it because I don't even know what it's for.
Alrighty. May I start out by getting that zip code, please?
33712.
Alrighty, give me 1 second. And that person's last name, please?
Vicky Washington.
Alrighty. And for security purposes, can you verify your address, please, Ms. Washington?
2612 Granada Circle West, St.
Alrighty.
Petersburg, Florida.
Alrighty, give me 1 second and let me pull up that account, please. And yes, ma'am, I do see that you actually just entered into a contest, a sweepstakes to actually be able to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it automatically enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps, which is the Bite Hubs. Now, this meal planning app is a great little app. It actually helps you to actually use real foods to boost your energy and cut your sugar and carb cravings. It also has meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better.
I'm not interested.
Oh, I'd hate to add. Well, I could reduce it to $20 a month to stay.
No, I think it's a scam. I'm not interested. It came up as something from Sam's. And then it didn't tell me, and all of a sudden it charges me $59. Don't tell me nothing. I didn't get an email. I'm not interested.
All righty, give me 1 second, and I can cancel you out of that, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, and I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that. You won't be billed anything further. I do have a cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready to take that down.
When you say further, you mean I'm going to be billed the $59?
No, ma'am. You won't be billed.
Okay, so I won't be billed at all.
No, ma'am.
It'll be removed from my account.
You're
put
canceled
back into
out
my
of
account.
That.
Okay.
Now, has it already gone through as a
yes.
Meeting?
Okay. Well, it's processing.
Okay, let me see.
That's the only way I got contact information. That's what I'm saying. This ain't nothing but a scam. You don't provide anything. When the phone rang, the phone doesn't even say who you are when I dial the number. That's a scam.
Okay.
It's a rip-off. Exactly what it is. So how do I get my money back?
Now, what I can do on that $59.89 charge, I can do 35% refund.
I should not be charged at all, lady. I shouldn't be charged at all. Come on now. You
well,
a scam artist too? I'm saying if you're working for a company, that's
a
scam,
valid
but come
charge,
on.
But
it's
I
not a valid
do.
Charge. It's a service, and anybody can cancel the service within 24 hours. Come on, lady.
I can do a 50% refund on that charge.
No. I need my money back. I am calling the police. I need my money back. This is wrong, and you know it's wrong, miss. You know it's wrong.
All right, ma'am, just give me 1 second. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay? All right, ma'am, it is actually still a pending account, and it won't let me do a refund because it has not actually gone all the way through. So what I can do is make a request that you will be refunded the full amount, and it will be taking 3 to 5 business days for it to be returned to that account, okay?
Okay, and if it's not there, I am reporting this because
all
this is a scam. I'm probably going to report it anyway, so you're probably going to keep my money anyway because I'm reporting this.
I do understand that, ma'am, but I do have a cancellation number for you if you're ready to take that down.
Okay.
That will be C as in Charlie, 920-485-645.
All right, and I suggest you get another job because y'all going to be closed down.
Thank you for
service,
calling
sweetie.
Customer service, and I
You're
hope
welcome.
You have a great day.
How
bye-bye.
Can I when you just rip me off?